Hope to. Recorded live.
This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. One pissed off Puerto Rican got tired of being bombarded by bullshit and lies, so he started a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror in their faces, he kicks them in the balls. This is the Crotch Shots Radio Show.
I'm a freaking douchebag. Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show again. I forgot to click the recording.
That's not a very good way to restart the show either.
It's not. It really isn't. Forgot to click the recording. And yeah.
No, I mean calling yourself a douchebag.
Well, you know, I don't lie to the people. Anyway, we got Angry Scotsman on. Today we're talking about tasering, and we pretty much got to say everything we said over again.
It's okay, though. It'll be more polished.
Yes.
For those of you just tuning in, this is Enemy Combatant co-hosting the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Please go to Crotch Shot Radio or CrotchShotRadioShow.com. Check out the blog. We just literally... I just raided that thing. I just blitzed that thing with new content. Please check out the blog post. There's a 45-minute special on there, 2020, John Stossel, Stupid in America, about the public school system, public education, why it's failing, why our children are being subjected to the eugenics and dysgenics, how they're being molded by the society to be mindless lemmings and obedient workers. So check that out. Also, you asked me, Louie, to post a blog post about synchromysticism, how one can spot these things. Well, I didn't do that exactly, but I did post a video by Steve Wilner from Florida of the Labyrinth of the Psychonaut blog. It's the first video I ever saw by him, which gets into this kind of the stuff I was getting into with the Spice Girls, the fact that they're color-coded. The different colors of the rainbow, how the media and the Illuminati exploits the rainbow, the different colors. So the post is entitled The Labyrinth, The Rainbow, and the Defiling of the Sacred Feminine. So that's up there. Check that out if you're new to synchromysticism and you want to find out about how you can spot these symbols popping up of the New World Order all over the place. And also check out the 8 new... Spice Girls posts or Stargate Girls posts that I did examining the Illuminati symbolism and subliminal messages in Spice Girls music videos.
You know, I always knew that the Spice Girls were some sort of evil or something from the time they came out.
Well, yeah, I mean, you go look at the blog and, you know, it's as clear as day. They're flashing all-seeing eyes. There's pyramids they're interacting with, black and white checkerboards. You name it. So there's a lot of weird stuff going on there. Also, check out the new synchromystic posts deconstructing or decoding Obama. I don't know if you guys have heard yet, but there's a new scandal. I mean, it just never ends. Obama is rife with controversy, but there's a new scandal out. There's a blue book,
Barry
the
Sotoro.
Pocket Obama.
You mean Barry Sotoro.
Did you guys hear about that? The Pocket Obama?
Yes, the little red book. I mean, the little red
Blue book. Yeah, see how they get you? Red team, blue team?
Uh-huh.
You know, whether it's Chairman Mao, the Communist Party, or Barry Barry Obama for the Democrats, you know, they're now indoctrinating our citizens as an unofficial requirement for all Americans to carry the Pocket Obama sayings
right.
and quotations from our new president.
We must... Give up our rights for... Actually, it's not really a new book. It's basically a rebound version of the Communist Manifesto. So, don't say money like that. Yeah.
And I assume you guys saw the legislation that actually authorizes and brings out to the public the FEMA camps.
Yay!
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Look, they're just rolling it all out right now. You know, everything we said is now coming true. What I really couldn't believe...
I
is the fact that
from Camp
Alex
FEMA.
Jones was predicting all this stuff about the economy collapsing, and now it's happening. That's the one thing that I really can't believe. I mean, 9/11 being an inside job, a lot of people came to that conclusion, especially those who saw it happen, like me and Louis. But the whole economy, the way it's unraveling, it's really uncanny, you know, how to the T Alex Jones and others were in predicting this.
Yeah, and honestly, I saw this happening before I heard anything about Alex Jones. I knew that things were going to get bad. I just didn't know to what extent. I wouldn't have imagined that we would be entering a depression at this point. So, yeah, and they declared it. It's a depression now, at least to the international forecaster. So,
speaking of our imposter president, also check out the latest trailer that I posted up on CrotchShotRadioShow.com. From Alex Jones, March, he's coming out with a new movie called The Obama Deception, focusing on the banker takeover bill, as well as all the insiders, Bilderberg and CFR, who are in Obama's cabinet.
How appropriate March 15th is to release such a film. I just think that's kind of interesting. Not that I'm putting out anything. It's just appropriate, I think. It's time that we put the knives in the Caesar. Figuratively, not literally, figuratively, and put an end to the tyranny.
You know, I actually have a plan on how I'm going to distribute that film. I'm going to buy me a pro-Obama t-shirt, set up a table in my neighborhood because there's not a lot of neoliberals there. And I'm gonna write on the disc Obama's coronation.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, no one is gonna get the sarcasm in that. They're gonna be like, "Yay, it's an Obama DVD for free! I love him. I voted for him." I'm like, really? I voted for him too. And I'm gonna give him the DVD, and hopefully, I piss off an entire neighborhood. I mean, because I am so sick.
Well, I mean, if you noticed, obviously it's not happening quick enough, but the Obama effect is wearing off a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
At this point, I am so pissed off with Obama supporters, with the way they carried on, with the way that they basically virtually fell asleep again and not learned their lesson from Bush by not, like, keeping an eye on him and actually watching him like a hawk. Basically giving them carte blanche. Oh, we need to give him a chance. No, we don't need to give him a chance. We can't afford to give him a chance. We need to watch this dude like a fucking hawk. And, it's really ridiculous. I mean, if we the people could, even though it was an illusion, could show our power to elect this douche nozzle, maybe, maybe we could, again, rise up again and be like, asshole, we voted for you to do this, this, and that. We didn't vote for you to continue doing what Bush was doing and saying that, oh, now you see the wisdom in Cheney. What the fuck was that shit about?
Go ahead, go ahead.
I was going to have my debut radio show Behind Enemy Lines on BTR the other day. And I ended up, unfortunately, things didn't work out very well. I'll try again in a couple of weeks, but it was going to be on the topic of civic religion and how it worked out in the French Revolution, how it worked out in Nazi Germany, and how it is working out now in the United States, and making that connection. And this is a frightening civic religion that is erupted around, this isn't this stupid, oh, we got to have In God We Trust taken off our money and crap like that. No, this is much more dangerous than any piddly under God phrase in the Pledge of Allegiance.
In Obama we trust.
Literally, we're deifying our leader, and that's frightening. It was frightening enough when I heard somebody say, well, God chose Bush to be our president. That was scary enough. This is literally people are literally treating Obama like the Messiah.
Also, some numerological themes here just already coming to mind. He's the 44th president. Four plus four is eight, resonating the Obama 08 campaign. Again, the octagonal resonance there. He was also standing inside of an octagon when he was giving his inaugural speech, if you notice that. So more Stargate symbolism.
Mm-hmm. So it's remarkable what's going on here. And a lot of people think that I'm crazy for calling Obama. I usually refer to Obama as Chancellor Obama or Chairman Obama. People don't quite understand me when I say that. I usually use Chancellor Obama because he hasn't quite reached that level of being Fuhrer yet. I'm still waiting for his Reichstag to happen, and I have a feeling that's going to happen sometime in the next few months.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because the way I see it, Obama changed, you know, the New World Order changing teams in the middle of the race to 2012, since the initiation of their Stargate Ascension ritual of 9/11 and its precursor, the Y2K ritual in 2000. We've seen basically all sorts of magic and ritual and alchemy taking place. I think it's very noteworthy to note that Obama is his black president, and the New World Order is changing colors, or, you know, in midstream. It's also another form of alchemy. Before the Freedom Tower goes up and the 9/11 ritual is completed, they decided to switch to a black president. So also, take a look at that, the black and white, you know, again, resonating the checkerboard.
Right. And, yeah, I would tell everybody out there, keep your eyes open. Crack open a history book. Read about how Nazi Germany came to be. And read about the Reichstag and read about Kristallnacht, because you'll see similar things here in the United States very soon. I would be very surprised if we didn't have a Kristallnacht. Sorry, Louis, they'll likely be on Latinos, because that's the we've been demonizing Mexicans and the Latinos for a while, regardless
of whether
or not.
Hey, I'm Puerto Rican. I'm safe.
Yeah.
What's amazing is that now the mainstream media is even on our side. They're saying what we're saying. Jon Stewart, right on inauguration night, said, you know, this is Bush. Isn't this the exact same rhetoric that Bush used, except it's being spoken from a different guy? You know, there's a little twist also to some of the phrases, but it's pretty much exactly the same rhetoric. And now Lou Dobbs of CNN, a real network, not just, you know, the Comedy Central show.
Right.
Lou Dobbs is now saying Obama plans to continue the North American Union agenda that was signed into law by the treaty in 2005, SPP.gov. Bush, Fox, and Harper, I believe it was Harper, he's still in office, they all signed the agreement for the North American Union plan, or the Security Prosperity Partnership, which is a step towards a North American Union.
Right, and even, you know, even more surprising is Glenn Beck. And I pretty much agree with some of the other people I've talked to. This basically means it's getting to the point where people are starting to see it, so they have to unveil it to people in a controlled way, so that it'll be more easy to swallow, more acceptable. I think this is more of a sign of, not that they're being on our side, but it's getting to that point where we're getting to the 11th hour. We're in the 11th hour. And things are about ready to change drastically.
Yeah, what's funny is that now musicians and artists are tapping into this end of days phenomenon, and Ill Bill, who is a 9/11 truther, by the way, anti-New World Order hip-hop artist out of Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn!
Formerly of the group Nonfiction, which many of you might know, who are into anti-New World Order music. He just released an album entitled The 11th Hour. So we're now seeing all of these conspiracy theories and, you know, quote-unquote paranoid mindset manifesting itself in the popular culture.
Right. And, you know, the two sides are starting to consolidate with each other's ideals, and it's starting to kind of come together now. The final battles are starting to come together, at least for this particular war, and I don't know. I'm kind of creeped out. And when I saw that legislation for the concentration camps, that creeped me out, because for the last 2 years I've been kind of skeptical, listening to Alex Jones and a few other people talk about this in detail, and I was like, well, yeah, I can kind of see this happening. And there it is in my face, 3 pages of legislation, and it is exactly the same as I was hearing about it for the past 2-3 years.
But even more amazing than that is the fact that, you know, look at all the people who came before us. Look at the 60s and the 70s and, you know, the fact that people were writing books, you know, none dare call it conspiracy, and all these, you know, world government, you know, literature trying to deconstruct or you know, reveal the New World Order agenda to the common man coming out before us. You know, it's really amazing just to see all the predecessors, to even Alex Jones, who's been fighting this for 10, 15 years.
Right. And I admit, I'm kind of a hatchling at this. I mean, I've only been a 9/11 truther for probably about the last 8 months. I've been slowly waking up for the past 3 years.
Well, exactly. That's what's so amazing, is that I can't believe that we're actually living through this to discuss it. I mean, this is some very scary times we're living in, callers. You got to realize, internet radio, free speech will not be around for much longer. I mean, we already got booted from the last thing we were on, Blog Talk Radio, which, by the way, a lot of establishment journalists, people from PBS and other stations, actually use Blog Talk Radio. So see how they're not censored, and we get censored because of the stuff that we talk about?
Not to mention the Pentagon is on Blog Talk Radio.
And actually, I ended up correlating. I don't know if my figures are right, but the Pentagon came on, and all the 9/11 truthers started getting kicked off en masse. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, there used to be tons, and then all of a sudden, nothing.
And what's even more remarkable than obviously the symbolism that's blatant out there in commercials, like the Nickelodeon commercial with the all-seeing eye, or the MTV Holocaust telling you to get ready for that, it's the fact that it's just right out in the open. The fact that they're now hiring all these new government bloggers to counter us. I mean, it's out there. That's happening right now. I mean, we're seeing A&E come out with clear, very transparent propaganda trying to depict us as no planers, which has been debunked thoroughly. And also, you know, adding the fact that we're drug users, that we're potheads, to make it seem like 9/11 truthers are all crazy lone wolves who live in log cabins somewhere. You know, they're rifle nuts. They want to aggressively, violently destroy the government. And so it's just all straw man arguments.
Yeah, I know. And I guess that means that we're hitting the target somehow. I mean, we must fight over the target because they take us as much of a, they consider us enough of a threat that they have to come out and propagandize against us. And,
yeah, see, when I was, I often bring this up, but I still can't get over it. When I was, there was an attempt by COINTELPRO to recruit me, and I understood that was taking place as it was happening, but I didn't really, since it never happened to me before, I didn't have the proper tools to gauge my own reactions. And so I spent, you know, being a naive, good person that I am, I spent most of my time trying to convince this guy to give up his wicked ways. But these people are willing to bend the truth to suit you however they want, however you want. And they'll say anything that you want to hear, basically. So it's a dangerous thing that these people are into, man. And you got to wake up. You got to realize they are planting spies among us. It's no longer paranoid. The United States has been totally taken over. You know, they're encouraging now, under Obama, neighbors to spy on each other. There was just recently a murder in my neighborhood on Tuesday morning where a deli owner was shot and killed in broad daylight. So now they're going to start saying, well, we got to have police in the high school because the high school is right across the block. We're going to have to put more cameras on the street corner. And by the way, there's a 10 p.m. curfew, so you better not be caught walking outside.
Yeah. And we're getting you know, up at Iowa State, we're getting fingerprint scanners at the plasma donation center, the schools. It was originally illegal to have fingerprint scanners for school lunches at the local district schools. That has been removed. The ban has just recently been removed in Iowa. And, you know, we're starting to go into the real ID. I mean, I hate to say it. I've been fighting against the tooth and nail. I got a couple of representatives on my side. Doesn't look like it's going to happen. So we'll have to see what goes on. So, and they're raising our taxes.
Secret police in America. I want to get this across to you people who are listening and who are just joining us. Secret police in America, okay? I was approached by somebody posing as a 9/11 truther on 9/11truth.org, and they told me, you know, I'm a double agent. You know, I work for myself, but I also work directly and indirectly for the government. You know, do you want to help me in my mission of cleaning up the truth movement? You know, there's charlatans inside the truth movement. We need to keep an eye on them. And he started saying things like, isn't martial law a good idea? You know, what have you have to hide? And, you know, every time he called me on the phone, he'd be like, hey, don't worry about that clicking noise because, you know, I'm already used to it. You know, I work for the government, so it's just another person listening in on your phone call. So what? Let them record. You know, I'm already used to it. It's part of my job description.
Right.
So he started saying all these things, and I was like, holy shit, this guy isn't kidding. He really is conducting psychological warfare on me with no problem.
I've already been approached on MySpace a couple of times asking me to... you know, if I would be willing to go out and start blowing stuff up, if I, you know, if I had a gun, if I was going, if I wanted to go out and kill somebody, take back our country in a violent manner, and I kept on saying, no, forget it, I am a...
It just gets weirder and weirder, and obviously I'll have to learn from my mistake, but don't ever talk to these people. As soon as you hear those first few words, like, you know, I'm from... letter agency, or I'm from, you know, so-and-so, and I, you know, or I'm this and that, I'm a double agent, triple agent, it's all the same thing. You need to get out of there as soon as possible. Don't talk to these people, because I've already said too much. I mean, I already probably have a team of people surveilling me and tracking me 24/7. I probably have a file a mile wide, and so seriously, you know, there are now secret police in America within the 9/11 Truth Movement and other movements, but 9/11 Truth Movement in particular has been getting targeted recently. So you need to watch out for these people.
Right, and I, you know what, it's kind of weird when I ended up getting approached to those people because I, despite some of the minor exposure that I have given, that I have, all the articles I've written, some of the things, that, places that I write for, and all that. I'm a small fish. I am a really small fish. I'm a plankton in this battle. And they're approaching me and trying to get me to do stuff. So,
well, no,
you know,
see, they approach anybody who is well-spoken and can get their message across. It's not about how prominent you are necessarily. It's about how literate and how skilled and how effective you are.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, if you combine that with being prominent... such as a Luke Rutkowski, who's out there, you know, very out there in the public eye, then you've got something else entirely going on. And I'm not exactly at that level yet myself. Neither, I think, is Louis. But, I mean, obviously the more you keep putting your foot down and saying, you know, I am opposed to this, just like we're doing with this show, you know, showing that we're anti-Obama, that we're anti-new administration, just because it's Democrats, we're not going to go along with it. And that's what needs to be done, is to just constantly say no, 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 before this thing really gets bad to the point where, like I said, they're going to have a curfew and it'll be real martial law.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
if I mean, we're a bit off topic. I would like to play a few commercials and get into the Don't Tase Me, Bro.
Yes.
From, you know, section of the show. Like to give a big shout out to Jordan 152. All right, now he got wood for me saying his name. So, all right, this is the Crutch Shot Radio Show spreading across the United States and the world. Call the Crutch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980. Hello, I'm Crotch Shot Radio's Louis B. With all these celebrities and normal citizens making videos on the internet pledging their loyalty to our new president, Barack Hussein Obama, I would like to make a pledge of my own. I pledge to watch you like a hawk. I pledge to not trust everything you say. I pledge to scream from the top of the hills whenever you violate the Constitution. I pledge to educate my neighbors and friends to your continuation of the Bush policies. I pledge to expose you for who you really are, Mr. Barry Sotoro. I pledge to expose the fact that you're not an American. I make these pledges for a better America and just America. I do not speak for the world. I speak for me. I speak for the United States of America. This has been a message from the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Are you ready?
fed up with all the BS in the world. The time for correctness is over. It's time to kick the issues in the balls. Listen to the Karate Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B., live on Saturdays and Sundays at 7 p.m., only on KarateShotRadioShow.com. This isn't your father's Jupiter show. Listen live when you have the balls. The revolution starts now. Our republic is in danger. Our rights are being taken away. Do you have a feeling that there's something going wrong? You instinctively know when the news is lying. Have a huge abundance of common sense? Then it's your duty to get involved and educate others and mobilize. We Are Change is a citizens-based grassroots peace and social justice movement working to reveal the truth behind the events of September 11th, as well as the lies of the government and corporate elite who remain suspect in this crime. We Are Change also aids the sick and dying first responders through fundraising and social outreach programs in order to promote awareness of those who suffer from physical, emotional, and psychological traumas they received in the aftermath of 9/11. We Are Change also seeks an uncompromising and independent investigation into the crimes of 9/11, with subpoena power granted to obtain a long overdue resolution for the survivors and families of the deceased. We reject the official explanation of the events leading up to, during, and after the attacks on September 11th, 2001. As well as fear-based politics and state-mandated propaganda being disseminated by the corporate media, which has facilitated the cover-up of 9/11. We have many chapters across the country, and now even a Spanish-language organization. Go to WeAreChange.org to find a chapter that's right for you. We Are Change is a peaceful organization that does not discriminate in any way. We are a tolerance of all, regardless of racial, religious, ethnic, or sexual orientation. Join us now. That's WeAreChange.org. This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. One pissed off Puerto Rican got tired of being bombarded by bullshit and lies, so he started a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror in their faces, he kicks them in the balls. This is the Karate Shot Radio Show.
Hey, welcome to the Karate Shot Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. Today is the Don't Tase Me Bro Show. We were talking about the Obama administration. We touched on synchromysticism. If you missed any of that, please feel free and subscribe to our podcast, which is free, totally free for you. If you like to support the radio show, please feel free to go to KarateShotRadio.com and click on any of the ads that you see. Feel free, and actually, one of our partners, especially for our readers of the Karate Shot Radio and our listeners of the Karate Shot Radio Show, Blockbuster Total Access is taking 50% off their first month subscription if you join through the Karate Shot Radio Show. How nice of them. They have over 80,000 titles, free in-store exchanges, no late fees on online rentals, and free shipping. Way better than Netflix, I'm telling you, because Netflix don't got stores. You can actually go in there, and if you like, I'm done with this movie, but I don't want to wait, a day to send it back, and then, 2 days it comes out to, you just go to a local Blockbuster store, exchange it for any new DVD on your list. So, 50% off your first month if you sign up through the KarateShotRadio.com website. So there you go. Anyways, back to our show. We got Enemy Combatant on. Thank you for joining us. Let's thank the Angry Scotsman, John B., Guy Jordan. We got Guest 5. Like to thank everyone for listening to the Karate Shot Radio Show and joining in this important topic.
Hey, what up? This is Enemy Combatant of Jersey City, New Jersey, for the Karate Shot Radio Show. How is everybody?
I'm doing good, my friend. Scotland, and I am the Angry Scotsman, and I am also a radio talk show host, or attempting to become one once again. You might have heard me on Corbett Report, but I've got some experience in this as well, so probably not as much as these two gentlemen, but I'm getting better.
You're coming through loud and clear, man, so
yes.
that's the important part.
But the Don't Tase Me, Bro, what do you want to bring up on that one?
Why don't we start out with the guy that inspired it? Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I got the video queued up. This is, this is Boy Breaks, Falls from Brit. Oh, goodness. You didn't send me the link to the Don't Tase Me, Bro.
No, there it is, right there. It's in the chat. Andrew Meyer tasered a John Kerry for him.
Okay. Yeah, I wish you would have just...
And then you can play the one, the 11-year-old girl, which inspired this episode in particular.
Yeah, can you just send me the URL, because I can't just copy and paste from the TalkShoe Live Pro. Send me the URL itself. Yes. And that sound means I got it. Low rarity. And we're going to be playing now.
Be a peace mush, all right? Also, were you a member of Skull and Bones, Dawes, Bush? Were you in the same secret society?
That's all right. Let me answer this question.
For those of you watching the video or not watching the video, he's just asking a question, and they already started grabbing him at the mic, and he's pulling away like anyone would. Like, what am I doing? Why are you arresting? You know, he's asking why they're arresting him, which the police have a right to tell him. He has a right to know why you're being arrested. I mean, that's part of your rights. You know, they need to tell you why you're being detained. They can't just lock you up and that's it. He's not resisting. He's pulling away. But they're assaulting him, and you see a third cop off to the side already pointing a taser at him. They already had it out. He's pointing it at him. Ladies and gentlemen, the death of America is alone. Freaking I'm like rooting for the crowds to just rise up and rush the cops.
No, but see, no. They're clapping. It's American college students. They're just sitting there. And in fact, when they start dragging him away, he's not resisting. He's actually putting his arms up in the air in surrender, saying, you know, I'm willing to stop doing whatever it is you think I'm doing, but please tell me why you're arresting me. What is it that I'm doing that is so illegal? And afterwards, they tell him, you know, by the way you were speaking and the tone of your voice and all that, we thought that you were trying to start a riot. And so, of course, the crowd isn't going to fall for that because they don't have any knowledge of the New World Order. They don't have any anger and rage in them, any, you know, personal victimization to go on. They start cheering when they drag him away, like, good, you know, who is this conspiracy nut? And there's actually videos on YouTube of, you know, anti-9/11 truthers, you know, debunkers, quote-unquote, who videotape themselves watching this particular video of the guy getting tasered and their commentary and how much they enjoyed the fact that he was getting tasered. This is so sick.
Now, I will say that it seemed like at least some of the students seemed to start wising up, but they didn't do anything except for approach the cops at a very long distance and say, why are you doing this? What are you doing? Don't do that. Don't hurt him. But they're not doing anything else except for just standing back. They're scared for their own lives. They're scared of what's going to happen to themselves if they speak up in the wrong tone, so you have the chilling effect that such a scene causes.
I mean, I'm watching this and it enrages me. I can't help but, you know, just go after the police. I mean, I'm like, what are you doing? He's just asking a fucking question. How are you going to come? How are you going to butt like that and start tasing someone when he was walking away?
Louie, you're breaking up.
Oh, crap. So is everyone else. Okay, fine. Everybody wants to get in on the call.
I think it's because the clip is paused. Why don't you exit out of the YouTube clip?
Yeah, all right. How about now?
Better.
That's better.
Alrighty, yeah, that's probably it. Alright, no, alright, hold on. Jordan wants to say something. Hold on. Alrighty. Okay, Jordan, you're on.
And Jordan has left the chat.
And, yeah. What a douchebag. Okay. That was a waste of time. All right. So let me play this next clip. Boy falls from bridge, breaks back, then tasered by the cops. Yeah, that's lovely. This was, yeah. You know, that's what you do. That's what you do. Oh, you broke your back. Stop moving. Ow, I'm in pain. Oh, how about now? Fucking jackasses. Fuck it. Seriously? Ugh.
Who needs pills when you got, you know, 500 volts of electricity running through your spine?
Oh, yeah, what a lovely way, yeah. God, here it is, here it goes.
Good evening, and thanks for joining us. I'm Steve Grant.
And I'm Lisa Rose, and Ozark's family wants answers about what happened to their son that left him hospitalized. Early Saturday morning, police found 16-year-old Mace Hutchinson underneath the 65 and Highway F overpass in Ozark. KY3's Sarah Sheffield joins us live to explain why the teenager's parents believe what police did put him in intensive care. This is a story that you'll only see here on KY3. Sarah?
Lisa, according to the teen's family, they believe that Mace Hutchinson somehow went from walking along this bridge to 30 feet below, lying on the pavement, severely injured.
Like I said, we called the police. My wife was afraid he was going to get ran over or hit.
Doug Messersmith and his wife were the last known people to see 16-year-old Mace Hutchinson walking shortly before their phone call to 911.
He looked a little agitated, but other than that, he didn't look to be falling down drunk or anything like that.
By the time officers arrived, the teen was off the overpass, lying on the shoulder below along Highway 65, with no good explanation as to how he got there.
According to the doctors, all injuries are consistent with a fall.
And Mace's dad, Don Hutchinson, believes it was just that, a fall, not a jump. The question is why.
They tested his system. He was clean of drugs and alcohol, so, I mean, we don't know why unless just being in shock and the whole thing in itself caused him to forget everything.
Mace's aunt tells us he's undergoing major surgery for a broken back and a broke-off heel. But while he was lying on the ground, she wonders why Ozark police tased him up to 19 times.
Damn!
I'm not an officer, but I don't see the reason for tasing this. I made a play in there for a broken back. I don't consider that a threat.
His dad says the tasing delayed would have been immediate surgery by 2 days.
But the tasering has increased his white blood cell count and caused him to have a temperature, so they could not go into operation. He refused to comply with the officers, and so the officers had to deploy their tasers in order to subdue him. He's making coherent statements. He's also making statements such as cops kill cops, things like that. So there was cause for concern to the officers.
Police say although there are several unanswered questions, the use of a stun gun is not one of them.
So it was a very big concern for the officers to keep this guy out of traffic, to keep him from getting hurt.
Mace is still in intensive care tonight, listed in fair condition. He has surgery again tomorrow. The family, along with the Ozark Police Department, is hoping someone will see the story and come forward with some information. You can call 417-699-4789 with information or call the Ozark Police Department. Guys,
the case will be watching Sarah Sheffield live tonight. Thanks, Sarah.
What an anus.
See, this is one of those things that makes me so angry. And the reason why is because here's what really happened. You know, if you were listening between the lines, this is the story in a nutshell. This young boy, Mace Hutchinson, I think he was 16 years old, mm-hmm. was walking home from work late one night around 11 or 12 at night, and because he has a night shift, and these cops are rolling by. And they probably see this, you know, lone youth, and they're like, hey, he's probably on drugs. You know, let's fuck with him. Or let's try to arrest him, or, you know. So my interpretation of it is these officers ran up from behind this kid, pushed him off the bridge, and as if that wasn't bad enough, the officers ran down to where he fell and proceeded to taser him just for the fun of it. I mean, if you heard Alex Jones ranting about the FEMA camps and their whole mentality, you know, what it is to be a guard in a torture camp or a prison. And this is exactly the mentality that they have. You know, they want to just ceaselessly beat you into a bloody pulp and then throw your body into a mass grave to be buried along with, you know, millions of other corpses. That's how these people think.
Question is, what's a 16-year-old doing lying on the floor with a broken back? Of course he's up to no good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so my whole take is these officers engineered this scenario from start to finish just to have fun, just to get their murderous rage out. And
so funny.
And then they claimed defense. They said that he was muttering things like, you know, police are bad. I want to kill police. And so they were forced to use their tasers.
Yeah, you can do a whole lot with a broken back on the on
yeah.
shit. Even if it was making those statements, there's no way you're going to make it on them.
Hey, you know what? I think too many police have died because somebody said words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to save the police from being, you know, told words, because words kill, obviously.
You know, it might hurt their feelings and go home to mommy and cry.
I mean, can you imagine? A 30-foot fall is not that bad, but if you're 16 years old, your body isn't fully developed, and so he has a weak skeleton. He broke his lower back, his sacrum, and he also broke off his heel. And on top of that, I don't know if they got into it in the clip or maybe I missed the number, but they tasered him an ungodly number of times. They tasered him like 30 times. I don't remember the exact figure, but that's what's so staggering about this 19 clip.
19 times.
Yeah, 19 times. Not just the fact that he fell off and they tasered him, but they did it 19 times.
I think they were going to try – they probably tasered him to make a story – in order to, you know, cover their own asses when they ended up pushing this kid off the bridge or whatever ended up happening. So they had to say, oh, he probably fell off the bridge after they tasered him or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
And in the news clip, you can hear the family members say, you know, I don't think it's very appropriate that they did this, you know, because it lowered his white blood cell count and therefore prevented surgery. So he has to be in a full body cast, you know, basically in a coma before he could even get to surgery.
Right.
You said you had another clip to play there, Louie?
Yeah, hold on. Let me get this thing for you.
Yeah, I mean, if you thought that was bad, ladies and gentlemen, you're not ready for this one. You know, hold on to your hats.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Hold on to your chairs, because in this clip, an 11-year-old girl in middle school is tasered for acting out of control. Is it really appropriate for an adult police officer to taser a child, no matter how aggressive they are?
Yes.
Like, yeah, it's...
According to school rules, it is.
Yeah, it's a, you know, oh, you want the 11-year-old girl?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, the 11-year-old girl getting hurt, getting tased. You know, there's a lot of fucking loudmouth little girls that I want to get tased. I mean, does that make me a bad person? I mean, seriously, a lot of these little kids, they got a lot of attitude, you know. Just want to pop them outside their faces, right, you know. But anyways, here's the clip.
Like that. She was crying. She had tears coming down her face. She was bright red.
A Moss Park Elementary student describes the 11-year-old's appearance moments after she was tased by a resource officer.
I saw her in the corner, handcuffed, crying.
The Orange County Sheriff's Office says the young girl was trying to push another student into oncoming traffic. When teachers later confronted her about it, she got angry, shoved her desk and chair, and started spitting at them.
She turned green and said, Hulk smash!
We have to contain them somehow.
To contain the student, the teachers called in Deputy Donna Hodepaul, but she was punched in the face and in what the school calls a last resort.
That bitch was gamma radiated.
For action, she tased the 11-year-old.
They shouldn't have tased a child.
Some parents are disturbed.
That's horrible.
Others don't know what to think.
Yeah, you know what? It's all fun and games when you when she rips a freaking car in half and starts using them as boxing gloves.
I would just be upset with the officer, but, well, maybe he didn't have any choice.
The Orange County Sheriff's Office demonstrated what it's like to be tased. They say they can tase children if they pose a threat, but it also depends on their size.
The policy reads that, yes, you can tase a student if they are aggressive, and also if they're fighting the officer. In this case, this student, it's my understanding, she's approximately 5'5", which is my height, and she's probably 160 to 170 pounds. So this is a pretty big student.
The officer and the child were taken to the hospital. This young girl had to have the prongs removed from this taser, and she was arrested and charged with battery on a law enforcement officer, disrupting a school function, and resisting with violence. She is being transported to the juvenile detention center.
Jesus. Actually, we have audio from Hulk. I mean, shit. Fuck it. From the little girl. Hold on. Damn it.
I think you just ruined your setup.
Yeah,
there.
I know, shush.
I've been alone for a long time.
Damn it. Where's...
Taken.
God damn it.
Brother, I'm concerned that man's whole body is property of the U.S. Army.
You can get it. Fuck, man. Well, there's the little girl. She's hulking out. Oh, shit. Alrighty, that joke, I fucked up the setup, so. Long story short, that little girl turned green and started smashing people, so they had Taser.
Well, exactly. It's the same attitude as in the other clip we played you with Andrew Meyer, the student from U of F, for asking John Kerry a simple question. You know, maybe they had no choice. It's preventative justice. You know, he was in the future. He might have been inciting a riot. So, you know, we had to do it before it got to that point. You know, it's for your safety.
Tom Cruise was waving his hand in the air, and he was like, "All right, go there and tase him."
And the best part is that John Kerry claims that he had no idea what was taking place, you know, because he was actually attempting to answer the question. He also, to save face, later claimed that he was not aware that the student was being tasered in the back of the room.
Yeah.
You know, help me. I don't know what that is. I have no idea what screams might mean.
That's about the same thing as people that are protesting the former President Bush are carted off by police. He loves to make the phrase, "Isn't free speech great?" You know, it's about the same mentality. You know.
Oh yeah, it was televised. The you know, these new American citizens becoming naturalized.
Yep.
And you know, there was a Bush protester there, and then she got kicked out, and he said something to that effect. Exactly.
And he said it. That's like his catchphrase. You know. Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight? You might as well just say that or something like that.
Right.
You know, it's sad.
I see.
And
that
was a great movie.
Yes,
anyway, the big point here is, if everybody remembers back in 2001 with the or even back further, let's go back to Ruby Ridge, where the government was taking excessive action against minor offenses and minor alleged offenses. You ended up accepting that. You accepted, after 2001, getting them Arabs and torturing them in order to get information.
Yeah, no, I mean,
well, guess what?
Remember,
it's coming here now. It's coming here now. It is here now. And now they're making you accept torture is fine if the police are using it, you know.
No, but remember after 9/11 how intense the ridiculous hatred was brought out of the American people? People were throwing drinks out of their cars on the highway at Muslim and Arab families. I mean, just – there was games on Newgrounds.com and, you know, E-Bombs World and wherever. You know, Hunt Osama – you know, let's kill those Arabs.
Yeah, I know. And it just, even though they, out of one side of their mouth, the government was saying, "Oh, don't do this. We're all Americans. Let's be tolerant and nice to each other." At the same time, they're saying they're terrorist bastards. We got to torture them. We got to get information.
No, but I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is, what's amazing is how quickly this meme or this stereotype or archetype, whatever you want to call it, image of the Muslim American came out. You know, even though we've been in the Gulf region for quite some time, you know, and this you know, insurgency has been taking place by the, you know, the occupied regions of the Middle East for quite some time. Only after 9/11 did it become Arab equals terrorist. You know, now it's common knowledge or common sense, whatever, that, you know, when you see a bearded, dark-skinned guy, you know, with a turban on, that he's plotting something against America.
Right.
Hold on. I got this for you. Let me tell you about Ahab, the Arab, the sheikh of the burning sand. They had emeralds and rubies just dripping off of him, had a ring on every finger of his hand. He wore a big old turban wrapped around his head, scimitar by his side. And every evening, about midnight, he'd jump on his camel named Clyde and ride silently through the night to the sultan's tent, where he'd secretly meet with Fatima of the Seven Veils, swinging his grade A number one U.S. Joyce government inspected dancing the sultan's whole harem, because him and her had a thing going. Yeah. And they'd been carrying on for some time now behind the sultan's back. And you could hear him talk to his camel as he rode out across the dunes. His voice would cut through the still night desert air, and he'd say, "Hi, hey, I'm a young guy, hey, That is fucked up, Ray Stevens. God. Hey. Damn.
Yeah, that's one of, just to let everybody know, that is one of the planks of fascism that was brought out in a university study, is the designation of a scapegoat. And while they were gone, like I was saying, out of one side of their mouth saying they're Arab Americans are Americans too, and all this other type of stuff. At the same time, they were showing pictures of Osama bin Laden, all these people jumping for joy in turbans at the site of the World Trade Center going down, and so on and so forth. They were promoting Arabs as terrorists.
Little did they know that it was actually a bunch of Arabs celebrating in Queens after the Rangers won the Stanley Cup.
Uh huh.
You know how Arabs like hockey.
Yeah, I know. Big sport over there.
Yes, it is.
Osama's coming. Get your children out of school fast. Osama's coming.
Yeah, you know what?
As the new president of the United States, I will pledge, you know, to find Mr. Bin Laden and his cohorts, because these are a group of folks that will stop at nothing to attack America, especially now that I'm the first black president. You know, it's quite a dangerous situation.
Here's a little 6-foot man on dialysis who is on death's doorstep. That nigga dead.
Yeah.
He dead already. Oh, yeah. You know what? But of course, they're not gonna say he's dead.
Yeah.
Benazir Bhutto said, "Oh, he's been dead for years now."
Yep, December 2001, he was declared dead. The cause of death is still iffy. You know, I've heard
urinary tract infection.
Yep, I heard it was kidney failure. Either kidney failure or it was assassination or whatever. But the fact of the matter is, he is dead.
No, but don't worry. You know, my vice president and I, we promised to hunt down Mr. Bin Laden with renewed vigor. And he will be brought to justice. You know, it's been 8 years. We still haven't found him. And so we had to invade 4 or 5 different countries because he might be in any one of those. And we're going to have to continue the search.
And in the process of invading another one now that nobody really knows about, Pakistan. I mean, we've been bombing them mercilessly lately.
I mean, who are these people kidding? I mean, some of my friends who are diehard Obama fans, you know, you ask them the simple question, you know, but what about this? You know, Obama, he kind of just tags these things on like, oh, by the way, we're going to keep you safe from them, them Arab terrorists. You know, didn't I forgot to mention that, you know, 9/11 wasn't an inside job. And already Obama's making statements like, you know, there are terrorists holed up in those mountains who killed 3,000 Americans. So it's all going back to the Bush paradigm of no, 9/11 wasn't an inside job, and we got to expand the war on terror.
Yeah,
I was actually having an argument with this, with a guy who is a former United States Army soldier, and I was like, I think 9/11 was an inside job, and what are we doing over there? I think it's time for us to leave. We're not doing any good in the Middle East. Oh, so you expect us to cut and run like a bunch of pussies? I'm like, all right, if you believe that 9/11 was done by these Arab terrorists, they killed 3,000 of us, or if you're going to count 50,000 of the dead and dying, or the dying first responders that are died from the twin towers collapsing and inhaling. But how many Arabs have we killed? Millions already. So you know. I mean, cutting and running. No, it's more like, all right. We kicked your asses thoroughly, and if you guys rise up again, we'll kill another million one of you.
Yeah, and yet we end up getting a coach fired from a school because he ended up scoring, having his team score 100 baskets to 0 in a basketball game. If you ask me, this country knows nothing about, you know. Okay.
What do you mean? A coach was fired for being too successful?
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck is that about?
No, but it's exactly like the police force, or if you work for a government agency, you know, if you actually do your job of defending the Constitution, then, you know, that's bad. You know, that sheds light on the dark activities that go on in the, you know, bowels of intelligence. So, you know, doing your job and you get fired.
Yeah. I can just see it now. Obama ends up calling a press conference. Yeah, we found Osama. And the press corps is like, well, that's amazing. Where'd you find him? The Tora Bora Mountains, Pakistan, Syria? No, actually, the cook found him in the White House freezer.
He was in
waiter, there's a terrorist in my soup.
No, there's a soup in your terrorist. That old gag.
Anyway. Well, I've got to go ahead and cut and run myself. I got to get ready for class. Everybody, if you have a chance, head over to BTR and only listen to Veritas Radio, because everything else over there sucks. But because everything else is good, that's good, is over here on TalkShoe, of course, except for my show. So everybody, take care. Louie, thanks for having me on your show, Enemy Combatant. I'll talk to you later.
All right, take care now.
All right, bye.
Girls just want to have fuck.
Exactly.
Why don't you fire that number out again?
Alrighty, here it goes.
Go to the Crotch Shop Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
Actually, we also have audio of Muhammad Mullah and Osama bin Laden. Actually, they got into an argument on because they have a harem, actually. So they wanted to marry the same girl. So in Afghanistan, they had this big-ass fight, and of course the cameras were there to film it. So here it is. After the fight, Osama bin Laden was actually interviewed by Al Jazeera about the fight, and this is what he had to say.
I'm going to go take a pipe to that son of a bitch. I'm going to do that.
Exactly. Some number two man he was.
You know, so getting back to the topic at hand, on this episode, we're talking about police brutality, and has it gone too far? You know, our supposedly non-lethal weapons, you know, actually doing lethal damage. And, you know, if you're just joining us or you've been listening for the past hour, we're going to about 1:30. We can do a little overtime if you guys actually have something to contribute. But please call into the show if you disagree, if you agree, if you have a question or a comment. You know, we can get into anywhere you want to go. It's great the many directions the callers can take us in, but we want to focus on tasers, and has this popular quote-unquote non-lethal weapon gone too far in its use?
Yeah, I think it has. I gotta take a quick poll real quick.
Why don't you let on some callers, and I'll try to, you know,
yeah, John,
engage
we got
them.
John, yeah, we got John B. from Memphis. Allegedly, John B. is on.
Or Master Debater, if you want to call in, please join the chat.
Master Debater. Yes. That's supposed to be a play on words with the word masturbator, I think, though.
So again, call in now, 724-444-7444.
Or we just go to Crashout Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980. All righty. There we go. Actually, I already took the call real quick. I found out who it was. Moving on. Pay the fucking bill. Why do they keep calling me?
Yeah, so in America, there is this ever-popular use of tasering. And from pregnant women to handicapped old men to 15-year-old students who fell off a bridge mysteriously in the middle of the night, tasers are being used to subdue uncontrollable or uncooperative behavior that's exhibited by, you know, un-American citizens who are behaving badly towards their government, or not even their government, but their neighbors. You know, pretty soon it'll just be, you know, if you're out there on the block giving out flyers or whatever, the police officer will just come up to you and say, "He knows how to use Google. Taser him." I mean, it's almost
debating.
It's almost that bad, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I'm really thankful and grateful for the wonderful NYPD around the PATH station who let us and sometimes encourage us perform our street actions there at Ground Zero, because that's the proper etiquette for an officer of the law. Okay, you're not a policy enforcer. I mean, now you are under the scientific dictatorship, but under traditional common law, civilian law, constitutional Republican law, a police officer is supposed to be somebody that, you know, will give you directions if you need directions, or will help you across the street, or you know, that's what a police officer is supposed to be there for, a guide.
Not
a strong arm.
Right. And on the rare occasions when you're fucking up, just nicely say, "Cut the crap." And that'll be it, you know? But that's only if you're, you know, I mean, if you make a wrong turn on red, you know, cut the crap. No? No.
But, I mean, many of us, unfortunately, won't speak up against police brutality until it's too late, until we ourselves have become victim to police brutality. So that's why it's important to do shows like this now, before you get tasered.
The tasering death that you might save might be your own. I mean, you know, I would hate to get a cop that comes up to me and is like, "I like sex. It's nice." And then tase my ass, you know? No? Nothing. Anyways, Master Debater is asked, what about tasers for recreational uses?
Well, that's what it seems like these agents of the New World Order are doing. They're using them recreationally, you know. Bzz, bzz, anything they don't like, just taser them. Yeah, taser all 9/11 truthers. Taser them.
No fun and games until someone gets fricasseed to death. Anyways, you want me to play this Baltimore Cops versus Skateboarders clip? Hello.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yes.
All right, boom.
Yeah, somebody has earphones in.
Can you hear me now?
Cop just walks up to this kid and just basically puts him in like a semi chokehold and slams him down on the ground. What a fucking bully, man!
That's totally appropriate behavior. What are you talking about?
He's a fucking bully, man. If that was my kid,
I think he should have tasered him.
Shit,
twice.
Man, if he was my kid and I saw a cop do that, yo. Badge or no badge, I'm fucking taking that motherfucker's head off. You don't fucking touch my kid like that. What the fuck is... Oh, God. All right, going on with the clip.
Where are you from? I'd like to talk to
you. I didn't even do anything. I didn't hear...
First of all, you disrespected me, this badge, and my department. You understand me? When I'm talking to you, you shut your mouth and you listen. Obviously, your parents don't put a foot in your butt quite enough because you don't understand the meaning of respect.
Oh, you mean the fact that the kid is shitting himself is not enough respect for this bully?
First of all, you better learn how to speak. I'm not man, I'm not dude.
He's not man, he's not a man, and he's not a dude, so he's a bitch, and he's a female woman without a penis or balls.
I am Officer Rivieri.
He's Officer Jackass.
Now, the sooner you learn that, the longer you're going to live in this world.
Oh, so you're threatening to kill me, huh, Officer Jackass?
Because you go around doing this kind of stuff, somebody's going to kill you.
Oh, you mean me going around skateboarding and not bothering anybody? Someone's going to kill me for that? Oh, you mean like you?
How old are you?
Old enough to know that you're fucking trying to fucking take my rights away, you bitch.
14.
Good number.
Sit down. Did you not just hear me? Son, what is your problem?
He's not even back talking. He just put his head down. It looks like he's crying. He's shitting himself. And he's already still barking at him.
You go to school and give your teacher this kind of lip? And back talk your teacher? Now what makes you think you can come and do it to a police officer? Stop calling me dude.
Okay, bitch.
A dude is somebody who works on a ranch. Your friends got brains in their head. They know when to shut their mouth. You just keep flapping. Now, what's your name? Eric what? Speak up. Where do you live, Eric Bush? And what's your address? What is it? Is your mother home? You want to call her so I can talk to her? And I'll explain to her what the problem is. I got that camera on. If I find myself on.
Let me play the. This seems to be a part two, I think.
Only on ABC 2 News tonight, a new video of that Baltimore cop already caught on tape manhandling a skateboarder at the Inner Harbor. A second person has come forward with a new altercation. With the exclusive video, Terry Owens is live at the Inner Harbor. Terry?
Brian, the man voicing concern is an artist from Washington, D.C. He says he had his encounter with Officer Rivieri here at the Inner Harbor last summer. Apparently, the sight of a moving box at the Inner Harbor was enough to send Officer Salvatore Rivieri into action.
You sure?
Yeah.
Well, what do you want to do with it?
Art student Billy Frabell says he was at the harbor last summer taping the reaction of people who spotted his moving box.
He threatened me. I think he just said, you better get out of here, I'm going to kick your ass.
It was the public hearing of this YouTube video that triggered Frabell's memory. Officer Rivieri, a 17-year veteran of the force, is seen on tape wrestling 14-year-old skateboarder Eric Bush to the ground.
You just keep clapping!
I immediately connected him, you know, as the same voice in the same manner when I first saw him, and I thought, you know, oh, that could have been me. He could have jumped on me if I hadn't left.
Baltimore police declined to comment on these latest allegations involving Officer Rivieri. A spokesperson telling ABC2 they haven't seen the video, so they can't comment. As for Officer Rivieri,
I'm just sitting in a public space. I suggest you start moving.
Okay.
Officer Rivieri is currently under investigation by Internal Affairs for the skateboarding incident. Until that probe is resolved, he is suspended with pay. Reporting live from the Inner Harbor, Terry Owens, ABC 2 News.
So basically, they gave this motherfucker a paid vacation. Long story short, I mean, so... Here's basically what they could tell. This is basically, the cops can, fucking rough up your kid, beat the crap out of you, and he'll just get a paid vacation. Yeah, I'm heading to Florida and, chilling out. Thanks for the pay. So he's getting paid to sit home and do nothing and just chillax. Let me do a quick Google search. Officer Rivieri. Let me see if any news, Anyways, you could talk, dude.
Well, I'm just stunned, man, because, you know, I skateboard. I've, you know, skateboarding is considered a crime by most people, you know, who are brainwashed.
I actually found it. January 7, 2009 article from the BaltimoreSun.com. Baltimore police will no longer release the names of the officers who kill or injure people, changing a longstanding practice that the department believes puts officers at risk. Let me drill down. Let me actually try to find it. Let me continue reading because that sounds kind of interesting. The decision is prompting criticism from several Baltimore leaders who said withholding officers' names will only endanger an already tenuous relationship between police and the community. Baltimore police shot 21 people last year, 13 of them fatally, the same number killed by police in 2007. When 31 people were shot, the those numbers are up from 2006 when 15 were shot and 5 killed. If we're ever going to get to the point where the community trusts the police, we need to have some transparency and full disclosure about what's happening, said Senator Lisa A. Gladwin, a West Baltimore Democrat who is a public defender. The police department is asking residents to become more engaged in their neighborhoods and to work with police to solve crimes and overcome a stop snitching culture. Marvin L. Doc Cheatham Sr., president of the Baltimore chapter of the NAACP, said he wouldn't want police to give out information that endangered officers, but he said the new policy doesn't help improve community relations. We got to find more and better ways to bring the community and police together, he said. this may not sit too well with many of us. Police Commissioner Frederick H. Belfield III declined to comment on the charge, saying he left the decision to new department spokesman Anthony Guglielmi. The new policy mirrors those of some other departments and is designed to protect officers from retaliation, Guglielmi said. A spokesman for Mayor Sheila Dixon said she will not interfere with the department's decision. Regionally and across the country, police agencies differ in their disclosure of police-involved shootings. Some release the names within hours. Others withhold information altogether. The police union applauded the policy change. Robert F. Cherry, president of the Baltimore Police Union and former homicide detective, said the department vigorously investigates shootings that involve officers. If anything, the investigation is more intensive than for the average citizen, Cherry said. The only thing the department is doing differently is choosing not to release their name. I'm surprised we haven't gone to this earlier. Talk of change surfaced nearly a year ago in February. But officials in the mayor's office said they had not been briefed and promised the issue would be thoroughly vetted over the summer. Police reportedly stopped releasing the officers involved in shootings. Six people were shot by officers during that span, and only one officer was identified. Four victims were identified. Among the last officer whose names were released was Officer Tommy Sanders, who has since been indicted on a manslaughter charge in connection with the death of Edward Lamont Hunt at a Northeast Baltimore shopping center. Hunt was shot several times in the back after attempting to flee. Sanders, 38, is scheduled to go on trial next month. Guglielmi, who joined the department last month after a stint with the Federal Office of Special Counsel, said the charge is not a department-wide rule but a policy of the Public Affairs Office, which disseminates information. Guglielmi said the department will release the names of officers only if they found through an internal investigation to have erred that could require a policy change as well, since the department currently does not notify the public about the results of internal investigations. After doing a couple ride-alongs with officers, I sincerely believe there are some security implications for identifying officers unless they were found in the wrong, he said. Guglielmi cited backlash against Officer Salvatore Rivieri, the Inner Harbor police officer who was videotaped berating a teenage skateboarder. The video was posted on YouTube and appeared on national television. Police said Rivieri has received death threats at his home.
Good.
Yes.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah. Well, not death threats, you know.
He made death threats to the kid. What are you talking about? He said, look, I'm the long arm of the law. I will beat you to death. He said, I'm not your father, but I will call you son, and I will manhandle you as such.
Yeah. In fact, you know, that
shit was such a bully.
Yeah, he is. He freaking manhandled him, threw him to the ground. What kind of bullshit is that? So, yeah, Officer Rivieri getting death threats. And in fact, you know what, Officer Rivieri, if you happen to listen to this, I think you won today's award. Oh, fuck. Where the fuck did I put it? Damn. I gotta fucking find it now.
Master Debater says, you get what you dish out.
Word. Word. Word to your mother. Man, would I fucking put that shit?
Well, if you're just joining us or if you're leaving us, you know, I hope you don't leave us. Please tell your friends about this show if you like the free content that you're receiving, because, again, this is all out of our back pockets. I just upgraded my studio, got new headphones, new microphone, getting a new computer real soon. And, you know, we strive our hardest to bring you the latest in anti-New World Order content. Hopefully, Louis, you could be playing a couple of my songs, maybe to close out the show or something. Thank you. And, you know, we provide a wide variety of different content. We provide anti-New World Order music, information, and, you know, remember also the Unsigned Artist Show every Saturday, and talk shows Fridays and Sundays. And if you join us, you know, please call in. Also, you might want to fire out that number at the top of the hour again. And please join us, and also check out the blog at crotshotradioshow.com or crotshotradio.com, and check out some of the discussions that we've got going there about YouTube clips that we constantly post, you know, other people's work in the movement, and also some of our original work that we've done in uncovering the significance of all these clues that the New World Order seems to be leaving a trail of.
Yeah. Anyways, here's for Officer Rivieri.
Here is the biggest douche of the universe. In all the galaxies, there's no bigger douche than you. You've reached the top, the pinnacle of douchedom. Good going, douche. Your dreams have come true.
Officer Rivieri of the Baltimore Police Department, you have won the Biggest Douche of the Universe award. Yeah, Master Debater, thanks for listening to the show. In fact, yeah, let me play the call-in number.
Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
Hello, I'm Crotch Shot Radio's Louis B. With all these celebrities and normal citizens making videos on the internet pledging their loyalty to our new president, Barack Hussein Obama, I would like to make a pledge of my own. I pledge to watch you like a hawk. I pledge to not trust everything you say. I pledge to scream from the top of the hills whenever you violate the Constitution. I pledge to educate my neighbors and friends to your continuation of the Bush policies. I pledge to expose you for who you really are, Mr. Barry Sotoro. I pledge to expose the fact that you're not an American. I make these pledges for a better America and just America. I do not speak for the world. I speak for me. I speak for the United States of America. This has been a message from the Crotch Shot Radio Show. There you go.
That was a great commercial.
Fuck you, Barry Sotoro.
Skin flinting and jiving, and we don't even know if he's an American citizen. Because if you'd look at his passport, it would say Barry Sotoro of Jakarta, Indonesia.
Says my, show us the the doggone birth certificate, Barack.
Obama, he's a long-legged Mac Daddy. He pimps white women and black women.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, you people are going to have to wake up from this Obama fraud that's rolling over the landscape with no problem at all. Like, it's some sort of mist, some misty fog that turns people into zombies. It's like, you know, Obama, it's like you said last show, Louis. If Obama would say that fucking your two-year-old son or daughter in the ass was a good idea, people would do it. They say, oh, Obama said that? Yeah, I'm going to go do that right now.
Yeah, right. It's, I mean,
you people don't pay attention to what he actually says. He's calling for a national civilian security force, a goon squad, to protect his ass because he's not a real American. It's a coup. It's another coup d'etat. The New World Order is changing hands. Mayday, mayday. We've been taken over. Welcome to the USSA, United Socialist States of America.
Yes. Master Debater, feel free and call in. I will not mute you. I'm saying this live on the air. You will not get muted. This is a free flow of ideas. I am not every other show. I mean, the only time I will mute you is if you're like, oh, the Jews did 9/11. That I'm not going to stand for because, A, you know, that's just ridiculousness. It's the Jews. The Jews did 9/11.
Yeah, the reptilian Jews from the dark side of the moon.
Or if you're just going to keep playing like sound clips over and not talk, that shit just annoys me.
We're here to get stuff done, and like that Jordan guy earlier was a perfect example. You know, if you're in a chat room, that's fine. But if you're going to call into the show and start making fart noises or hissing into the microphone, I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly. You know, then I'm going to be like, you know what, you're adding nothing. This is not even entertaining for me to even keep you on. Because I've had jackasses call the show, and I just fucked with him, and it's fun. And they add something to the show, which is why a lot of times I'll let someone who's trying to prank me stay on, because it's just entertaining to just fuck with them right back. So. Yeah, you want to take a quick breaky break before we continue? I guess not. Moving on. And enemy combatant is nowhere to be seen.
No, I was taking my breaky break in the bathroom.
Oh. Damn, you that quick?
Yeah, my bathroom is right next to my room.
Oh, you're like a pigeon? You just poo and pee at the same time? Like.
No, I do not. But,
on newspaper?
But, yeah, Master Debater, please feel free to call in. I'd like to have you on the line as long as you have something to contribute.
I take con oncomers, including Master Debaters. Cool guy, we got cool guy backroom. Hey, welcome back, cool guy.
Yeah, we're going to about 1:30 here, but we're willing to go a little bit overtime if more people join the chat. Especially if more callers join the line.
Overdrive. Who guy muted me? Wow.
How is that possible?
Cool guy doesn't have control of board here. Don't worry about cool guy being here. Cool guy is being a cool guy. Okay, cool guy, why don't you call in? Call in. Let's hash this shit out. What's going on? What's going on between you and Master Debater on Days of Our Lives? Cool guy went into, I mean, Master Debater went into Cool Guy Show. Wrong one. You know, I mean, there's one thing that all of us can agree on.
Girls just want to have fuck.
They do.
Yep. I don't know how that's possible because he doesn't have control of the boards, but okay.
Well, there is no Chris here. And if Chris comes in here demanding anything, I'll tell him to go fuck himself. I mean, it's not that serious. I'm like, be like, damn, Chris. You know, you can't. We can't. You know, no one could demand shit from me. You know.
All right, let's go. Continuing on here.
All right, let's go.
Continuing on here, yeah. Just let's remember back to more classic examples of the taser being abused in Canada. There was a man holed up at the airport who was basically going crazy because of, I guess, flight delays or something. So he was acting out of the ordinary, you know, like stumbling around or something. I don't know. But he wasn't harming anybody or in harm's way, really. But the three police officers came up on him, basically broke his neck. They kneed him in the back. They also put their knees on his neck. And there was three police officers to one guy, Polish fellow. I forget the guy's name, but it was at an airport in Canada. And, yeah, they tasered him, these three big bullies kneeling over him. And I think he died or went into cardiac arrest when he reached the hospital because they tasered him so bad. I don't know if they tasered him repeatedly, but they tasered him so bad that he basically died.
Damn. If I could read this news story from the Star Tribune in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. Minneapolis death after police taser incident is ruled a homicide. Quincy Smith, 24, died of cardiorespiratory arrest after the December 9th confrontation, but the medical examiner said that that doesn't imply murder. His mother is seeking answers. The death of 24-year-old Minneapolis man last December after he fought with police and was shot with a taser has been ruled a homicide caused by a cardiorespiratory arrest, according to the Hennepin County Medical Examiner.
No, you're a conspiracy theorist. What do you? It's normal to die after the police arrest you. It's normal. That's what happens. You know, you fuck with the law, and the law fucks with you. And it wasn't a murder. It's just a natural consequence. You know, it's perfectly fine that he died. It has nothing to do with the taser, in my opinion.
Right. Quincy Deshaun Smith, a former radio DJ, died around 12:45 a.m. December 9th after a confrontation with officers who had been called to the 1,000 block of Knox Avenue North of a report of a domestic assault involving a man with a gun. He struggled with officers as they tried to arrest him and was tasered. Shortly after Smith was subdued, he experienced a medical problem and later died at Hennepin County Medical Center. The cause of death released by medical examiner Wednesday was cardiorespiratory arrest, complicating physical exertion with law enforcement subdual and restraint. While the matter of death was listed a homicide, medical examiner Andrew Baker cautioned that the definition of homicide is not tantamount to murder. In the medical examiner world, it simply means that the people were involved in the individual's death, he said. It doesn't imply that it was murder or malfeasance or acting outside the scope of professional conduct. The medical examiner release did not say whether the taser shock was a factor in Smith's death. Baker said that he could not comment on whether Smith had drugs or alcohol in his system, but said that all factors in Smith's death were listed in the official cause of death. The case has been forwarded to Hennepin County Attorney's Office for investigation, Baker said. The County Attorney's Office does not comment on ongoing investigations. Betty Smith, Quincy's mother, said she will continue to push for answers from officials about what led to her son's death. I have a grandson whose father was taken away wrongly, and he has to grow up and honor his dad. But he also needs to know the truth about what happened, she said.
See, to understand why all these people are dying from a taser, you have to understand how a taser works. When you get hit with the taser beam or the taser pulse basically rips through. It burns your cells. It burns your nerves. Tissues, okay? It burns your muscle and burns tendons and also burns the nerves which connect the muscle to the skeleton, rendering you, you know, helpless or basically tranquilized. You can't move. It flexes your muscles and it also freezes others. So you basically have convulsions all over your body as the actual electric flow, the electric current, actually zaps your body. It burns your tissues, your skin and your muscle tissue. So there's scar tissue, okay? You actually get scarred from the taser impact. And also, there's different types of tasers. If you listened earlier to the 11-year-old girl incident, she was 5'5", 180 pounds, a big girl. They actually shot her with an X-Rep. It's a new type of taser projectile.
She is number four person in all of Kazakhstan. Nice.
Wow, the 11-year-old girl was a number four prostitute in Nola, Kazakhstan, according to Barat.
They actually shot her with an X-rep, which is called an extended reach projectile, developed by the Taser Corporation, conveniently, to enhance policing. And it's not just a taser stun gun that you apply near or directly to somebody's person. It's a projectile that can be fired from a gun, 100 yards away, you know, up to something like that. I don't know how far it can shoot, but 100 feet away. So if you listen to the news report carefully, they had to remove the prongs from her body.
Did any of them reach her vagina?
I'm sure they have all sorts of specialized tools for genital stimulation.
Yeah. There was this, I actually saw this video of this black girl getting tased. And she sounded like she was busting a mean nut.
Do you like porno?
I do. Do you?
What's crazy is that reminded me of this really disgusting police brutality clip I saw on YouTube a long time ago. By the way, they censor us, you know, for speaking about the truth, but they don't seem to care about all this violence. I mean, I've seen people die on YouTube, okay? I've seen people stomp motherfuckers out, all right? Breaking their skull, crushing people's skulls with their feet, okay? And that's not censored. But the 9/11 truth and anti-Obama and all that is censored. It reminded me of this clip where you see this teenaged black girl. She's about 15 or 16 years old, very skinny, you know, still developing in puberty, obviously. And this officer, you know, three times her size, this big, bulky, you know, white guy, actually, getting off on the fact that she's a black victim, helpless girl, he starts basically raping her from behind. Like, he's like rubbing on her and stuff, and he's like grasping her, like groping her, and she won't stop moving because he's trying to put the handcuffs on her.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, you know, what are you arresting me for, officer? Please, get your hands off me. And the officer pepper sprays her in the face to get her to stop moving. You know, he's trying to grasp her from behind, push her against the hood of the car. He's pushing her against the hood of the car, the police car. And she's struggling, so he pepper sprays her in the face, point blank range, from like, you know, 2 inches away, burning her eyeballs. Just literally burning her eyeballs. And also getting off on the fact that she's black. You know, he's this white thug, three times her size, manhandling her, raping her, basically.
That's hot. Turned on that.
So join the police academy today. Enjoy numerous benefits, such as stun gunning people to death.
And butt sex.
Mm-hmm. And also stunning people to death, as well as wanton abuse of power.
Sounds like a bad B movie. It really is. It's bad. Actually, what the cop... Well, I don't know if you missed the audio, but what the white officer said to the black girl was...
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Whipping it out, meaning his penis. I get nothing. I don't get nothing for that one. Master Debater is laughing.
Well, we got a few minutes left of the show here. We basically covered a lot of ground in terms of taserings and police abuse, and so you got to balance it out with the humor, which is great. I love the humor.
Right. My question.
We got to close out the show.
When do we have a sexy intercourse?
Yeah. When do we? That is what I need to know.
Yeah, I got to get up on out of here in a few minutes myself, so it's perfect that it's coming to a close.
Alrighty.
Anybody want to join us? Why don't we have some callers join the line? Master Debater, yeah. Cool Guy, John B. Guys want to call in? Now's the time.
Call the Crack Shot Radio Show now at 724.
Oh, fuck it. If you're in the room, you got the number.
My ass looks like an old fucking barrel.
Dude, you know what? You're talking
well, with that
of
kind
shit.
Of shit, then why would you even be in the room, exactly?
You're talking a lot of shit.
And Cool
and
Guy has
you
left.
You know what? That's, yeah, Cool Guy left. I think he got pissed off with Master Debater. You know what? Seriously, he's like challenging me. And I'm like, I'm up for the challenge. He just doesn't want to call in.
Well, with that being said, since we're closing out the show, why don't you just put on some music or something?
All right, here. There you go. What's this about rattling the can? That sounds a bit sexual to me, Master. I could rattle his can. That's wow. Ben S, how much? Oh, man.
This has been a Crotch Shot Radio Show production. This is Enemy Combatant signing off.
Yeah, this is Louis B. Come back this Saturday for the Unsigned Rock Artist Show. Feel free if you're a member of TalkShoe to rate the show, give us a review, a quick review. Doesn't have to be a tale of two cities. You know, something, you know, and definitely tell your friends to come back because we bring the hot fires. So, yeah, this is Louis B. saying, fuck your mothers.
I'm going to go take a pipe to that son of a bitch. I'm going to do that.
I like sex. It's nice.
Hello, I'm Crotch Shot Radio's Louis B. With all these celebrities and normal citizens making videos on the internet, pledging their loyalty to our new president, Barack Hussein Obama, I would like to make a pledge of my own. I pledge to watch you like a hawk. I pledge to not trust everything you say. I pledge to scream from the top of the hills whenever you violate the Constitution. I pledge to educate my neighbors and friends to your continuation of the Bush policies. I pledge to expose you for who you really are, Mr. Barry Sotoro. I pledge to expose the fact that you're not an American. I make these pledges for a better America and just America. I do not speak for the world. I speak for me. I speak for the United States of America. This has been a message from the Crotch Shot Radio Show.